Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to steal something from the NBA. It's fantastic. or is it these quarterbacks are all getting hurt? Now, you must try to tell me that Brent Huntley, Savage, Trashin Waller is better than Colin Kaepernick? The NFL has lost some of its prestigious and highly exciting quarterbacks this season. Now, Jameis Famous Winston is now also out for weeks, which probably means the season. Where shall we go from here? Look back on the NFL Week 9 yesterday, and since we're talking about Week 9 NFL, we got to talk about, is the NFC East back, people? We got the Washington Redskins going to Seattle, beating them, doing my Philadelphia Eagles a favor. We got the Kansas City Chiefs going to Dallas and losing, and now everybody thinks Dallas is back on top. And, of course, we got the Philadelphia Eagles, who, not myself included, but Jay Chris and others, thought would be a close ball game. And it wasn't. 51-23 is the final score. People, just so you know, this is the Barbershop, where Barbershop Talk meets radio.
Hold on here. Is it the Barbershop? Is it the Barbershop?
It's the Barbershop.
It's the Barbershop. Yeah, I mean, we can't talk straight in the Barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's all right.
You got Jerry Rose, the pop doc.
Man, ain't nobody exempt in the Barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the Barbershop. You
know? And it's that simple. As I welcome to the program, okay, listen, guys, 347-637-3859. All the way from the city of brotherly love in the state of Pennsylvania. My brother, his mama calls him one thing, but we're going to call him Jay Chris. What's going on, Jay Chris?
What's going on, Mike? What's going on, people? Man, hey, it's a beautiful thing being here in Pennsylvania. I'm right here in the mix. I'm right here in the thick of it. I'm right here with all the love firsthand. And it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's fun right now. It's you know what? It's fun in Philly, period, right now with the Eagles and the Sixers.
I was talking
to a coworker, and I said, who would have ever thought that at any point in the season, I don't care if it's 10 games in or not, or how many ever games it is, that the Sixers would have
above
a better record than the Cavaliers. Above 500 and would have a better record than the Cavaliers at any point in the season. I didn't think that would happen. I'm not saying it's going to last, but I'm going to enjoy it right now. They have a better record than the Cavaliers right now. So
every time I hear, I'm not sure if it's going to last. Do you not think about Keith Sweat? Make it last forever. It's one of my
favorite songs of all time, right there.
I've always hated Keith Sweat, but I know that song by heart.
Man, it's a great song. It's a classic song.
It's a classic.
I like the Mariah and Joe version too. I like both versions.
You know what? I like them all too. Classic '90s baby at its finest. What was better, gangster rapper New Jack? What ran the '90s more? Okay, that's a question about my man Dice Man. He asked on Instagram and Facebook today, and I got to say New Jack Swing. But hey, go somebody who may not know too much about the 90s because she was probably born in the 90s and my daughter was born in the 90s. Welcome to the program. Ooh, ladies first. Oh, she's a friend of the program, by the way, too, y'all, in case y'all don't know. Moni Love. What's going on, Major Paige?
Hi, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well.
Are you still a little bummed out from your Sunday night game adventure?
I'm a little sad. The Dolphins lost yesterday. That's why.
But you're supposed to know that. When your own team
Paige, you have Jake Cutler as your quarterback.
Listen. I'm not like the rest of you all. I'm extremely loyal, okay?
I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is you got Jake Cutler as your quarterback. All I'm saying is you really should not have high hopes anytime you have Jake Cutler as a quarterback.
Hold on. Stop. She said I'm not like some of you guys. I'm not a Hugo. We're not a Hugo. We don't live in Miami and become Jets fans. I'm completely – do you know that I'm a Cubs fan? You know how hard it was being a Cubs fan? You know, 108 years? Okay, so, listen. Come on now. The kind of fans that we are, you know what? That's loyalty. You can't teach loyalty. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. You're right.
but welcome.
Eagles fans are nothing but loyal.
You know what? Eagle fans are retard. Not retarded. Retard. Okay, I learned that from Ricky Bobby. That's the word. Okay? Look it up. 347-637-3859. Wally Wilby joined us momentarily, as well as Hugo, who, he, you know, he's from Columbia, right? And I told him he knows he's personal good friends with Mr. Juan Valdez. Yeah, a little racist, but it's not really. He's Colombian. He might know him for real. I don't know. But what I do know is that yesterday in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles went 10-1. The Dallas Cowboys, for all intents and purposes, from what I was watching, destroyed Andy Fat Reed and the Kansas City Chiefs, as well as the Washington Redskins, a shocker, and beating in the Seattle Seahawks. Now, what makes this whole day interesting, as well as other things that happened in the NFL, Jacksonville winning despite benching, help me out, you know his name. Fournette, thank you. It was in my brains, and it went out, right? Because that's how short-lived your life is in the NFL, right? Like, these young guys, and they didn't realize that, yeah. Right? Like, it could be over just that fast, right? I forgot your name. They forgot your name, too, right? But all these – this year, right, I've been over the past, what, 6 years, Jay Chris, 5 years, a 70% winner by the end of the season in my picks. You know, I'm barely hovering above 500 this year, Jay Chris, with these picks. It's crazy right now.
Well, it's been a crazy couple of years. You know, a lot. There's change. There's change
okay,
in the mix.
Well,
you know,
what change are you doing right now? You switching microphones? Did the wife just
not,
come home
not
in
me.
The studio?
It's not.
Okay,
it's
that's not
me.
Okay. All right. Thought it was you.
No, not me.
Major
I hear
major,
it.
Are
but
you
no,
there's
change in the mix. There's a changing of the guard. You know what I mean? Teams that are not very good are becoming good. You know, their draft picks and their statuses and the moves they made are starting to take effect. So that makes, you know, your teams like Jacksonville and teams like that start to rise a little bit. They start to make noise. Whereas your teams that have been on top for a while that haven't been able to build as well as some of the other teams start to fade a little bit. And they, you know, they start losing their prized possessions to free agency and stuff like that. You know, it's the way of sports. And that's why we get to talk about it every day. That's why we get to enjoy it. You know, it's a beautiful thing. And as a handicapper, you have to adjust with the times. And it just, you know, I get caught up in it being, oh, the Green Bay Packers are great because they got Aaron Rodgers and they just had Brett Favre and blah, blah, blah. But at some point, the Green Bay Packers are not going to be good again. So, you know, you gotta kind of just go with the time. I'm still struggling with the fact that the Eagles are as good as they are, even though
I have my holdups.
I have certain things hold me back from going completely all in right now. I really do. Yesterday was a big test halfway. But I still feel like we haven't really played anybody yet. I just do. I just feel that way. I know we played one of the top defenses, but the offense was terrible. That quarterback was awful. He was worse than I thought he was going to be, and I didn't think that was possible. He might have been worse than Jay Cutler. He might have been. I don't know. Paige might have to tell me about that. Jay Cutler's awful in my book, and he's always been awful. But, you know, that being said, I look at the teams we play, and we got Dallas coming up. That's the big test. We're going to have Seattle in a couple of weeks. That's a big test. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to. When that happens, I'll be all in. We go and dominate those teams like we did, I'll be all in. But I'm just not yet. I'm not there yet.
Not there yet. 347-637-3859. Well, we're going to stay right there, and we're going to stay there right now. Now, you're watching this team, and they're, you know, you're hearing that they're struggling with offense, as far as the Denver Broncos concerned, which, as Michael would say, Trash and Waller, right, or Bum and Gardner, Rowan Gutner, whatever. It's a good movie, by the way, Chicago Cub. All right, and they're struggling offensively, but defensively, they were statistically the number one ranked defense in football. They were the number third ranked defensive team running the ball in football. They just held. Who did they play last week? Kansas City, Hunt to 39 rushing yards in that game. We rushed for 196 yards in that ball game. What do the Philadelphia Eagles have to do to prove to you, J. Chris, and to other skeptics out there, they're out there. You have your bandwagoners, and I think those guys who have a connection to Philadelphia, like Chris Carter, right? But you have your skeptics out there as well. They still feel that the Dallas Cowboys is a better team than them. We're playing the exact same schedule. Why do you think there's a disconnect between what Dallas has accomplished and what Philadelphia is accomplishing?
Well, I'm gonna say this. I'm a realist, okay? And one of the things that I did last year when the Dallas Cowboys were doing what they were doing, I put it out there they were playing a last place schedule. And the Eagles are also playing a last place schedule. So it's when we play the tougher teams. Like, let me ask you, Mike. I mean, you asked me the question. I'm going to give it, take a chance and
why
ask
you. Gotta,
you
why you got to reverse it for?
This is what I
ask a question with a question. Go ahead.
What teams have the Eagles played that you feel that they beat? Okay, because they only lost one game.
Mm-hmm.
What teams have they beaten that you really feel like were contenders?
Okay, see, this is where I think, got to use that word I like to use, the biggest misnomer that's out there. And that's that people forget what these certain teams were before injuries occurred, before the season went on. In week two, the Giants were the contender. They had no injuries. They were who they were, and we exposed them. And everybody says, oh, we got lucky with that field goal. You go back and watch that game, the Eagles dominated that entire game until the fourth quarter, and they pulled their foot off the brakes. Okay.
The Giants were an 0-2 team then.
Okay,
but they might have been a contender. I think that was the turning point of the season for the Eagles. Though.
Okay,
I do. I think that was a big point.
My point is still valid. Okay. Now you look at the Los Angeles Chargers. Now you're saying really they're a good team. They lost to Denver by a botched field goal, right? But they had that game when they were dominating Denver at the beginning of the year. Denver was who they were. They had their quarterback. They were winning. And before this four-game losing streak, Denver was on a five-game winning streak, right? So people got to look at the scenario of things, right? They beat that team. Then you're looking at a Washington Redskins team that we may have beat twice but still play tough and will always play us tough because, in my opinion, our offensive line never matches up with their defensive line the way Carrick and plays. And look what they just went out there and did to everybody, including you on Friday's show, thought was the real contender, still was the Seattle Seahawks. And they beat them in Seattle. Okay? I believe Bill Parcells put it best, you are what your record says you are. And the phrase any given Sunday really does apply in the NFL, unless you're the Cleveland Brown. Any team can beat any team in the NFL at any given time. Look at the Jets just did to Buffalo. At the time when the Eagles beat Carolina, look, Carolina and still is a contender because of their defense. And you may not be a fan of Scram Newton, but what they can do and what Ken can do is his arm. So when I hear people say the Eagles beat nobody, and then they say what you were saying, well, they're playing a first-place schedule, we're playing a last-place schedule. Technically, we're not. And I know I used that same adage against the Cowboys last year and this year to say, well, they played a last-place schedule. Well, the difference between a last-place schedule and other sports in the NFL and the divisions, you play divisions. We're playing every single team they played. The only team the Cowboys playing this year that we will not play this year is the Green Bay Packers. Or shall I say the Packers of Green Bay? So,
that's what the difference is.
Who do what your mom say?
That's what the difference. Instead of us playing because the Packers came in first place, Chicago came in last place. We'll be playing Chicago, and that's the difference there with that.
So, that's how I feel.
I mean, I don't want you to answer the question. Well, nothing you said is incorrect. I don't want you to feel like I'm not believing in this team. You know, I thought this weekend would be a test, and one of the best defenses in the league.
It absolutely was a test, and we picked them apart. But that right there is your Philadelphia fandom that you've had for decades. It's you're afraid to see the writing on the wall. I listened to every pundit going into this game with that point spread, and everyone from Ray Diddy, who I call the god of football analysts, okay, called this game being close. Now you hear that moron that works for our network, Skip Bayless, saying they quit on their coach, right? Or they quit on that quarterback. The Philadelphia Eagles dismantled the number one defense in football. The no-fly zone became the fly Eagles fly zone. They ran the ball. They moved the ball. Their offense didn't change. Carson Wentz doesn't turn the ball over this year as much as he did last year because not because all of a sudden he got weapons, the way that he moves, his angles. He reminds me so much of a young Brett Favre where you never know what shoot his arm's going to come out of when he throws the ball. You know what I'm saying? And it's just so much with this team. So when people say, oh, we beat Denver and it didn't mean anything, before this game, it meant a lot. Either people thought we would lose or it would be too close. Oh, the Eagles could win because they have a little better offense. Oh, but that defense, this is going to be a real proven test for the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, now we had that test, and we kicked the – how it was Vince McMahon say? We broke through the glass ceiling and grabbed the brass ring. Now which we didn't play anybody, Major Page. You on the far, you're on the outside looking in at both these teams. When you see the highlights, you see the box score, do you take more of the side of the Denver Broncos are not who we thought they were and we're not going to let them off the hook, or that the Eagles' offense continue to prove that they are that damn good?
I think that the Eagles prove that they are really that good, and that I think that's something that they prove week after week. I hope I'm not coming for somebody when I say this, but I don't see why that's a conversation or that's even an argument. But yeah.
I had a conversation with a friend of mine a couple weeks ago. After we beat the Redskins, after the Eagles beat the Redskins, and he's a Redskins fan, and I didn't mean it as a shot at him or the Redskins when I said it, but it kind of came out that way. And you know, every time we talk to each other, every year he calls me or texts me, and say y'all still some trash. Okay, I'm gonna clean it up a little bit. And I said all we do is beat up on bum teams, and you know I didn't mean it as a shot, but it was kind of a sideways shot at them because I was calling the Redskins a bum team, which I don't think the Redskins are a bum team. I think they're better than people give them credit for. But I mean, like that's what I feel like. I feel like we've been taking advantage of teams, and I'm not saying we can't compete with the better teams. We are the best team right now. I think we've taken advantage and shown the league that okay, you put these bum teams in front of us, we're going to take them apart. And that's just what the Eagles have been doing. They've been taking apart everybody that's been put in front of them. Close game with the Giants, close game with the Skins in the first week. I think it was a close game with the Chargers. Don't remember the score exactly. But, you know, a team I would like to see right now because I think they're on the decline, I would love to see the Chiefs again right now. I think we would be able to get the win back. I would love to, you know, I can't wait to see the Giants again because, well, I mean, they're a bum team. And Eli may not even be starting, according to the coach, at the end of the season. But, I think we would take them apart. I think we would make up for, you know, that close game that shouldn't have been against the Giants. So, you know, that being said, you know, I think we're beating up on bum teams. I do think we are a good team. But I also believe we're beating up on the bum teams that have been
beating. But I'm going to say this much. Just to intercede, I think the NFL is having a down season. When Aaron Rodgers goes out, right? When Andrew Luck's not playing. When the Giants aren't who we thought they would be coming into the season, right? So, again, you can only play to what you have. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I remember saying – during the offseason, I said the Eagles are not getting any respect. The defense was already what it was. They needed a secondary, right? I said, you give Carson, the Eagles went out there offensively and got weapons that he didn't have last year. And to me, they did more. I picked them in the preseason to win the division, okay? And now you look at them. Now here go this young secondary with a great, you know, I won't call him maybe a borderline Hall of Famer. Maybe I'm reaching with that one in Jenkins. But a Pro Bowler in Malcolm Jenkins, And these young corners are playing well, right? So when I look at them play and they're beating these teams that they're beating and their point differential, I mean, if you could say it's about the Eagles, you could say the same thing about the Jacksonville Jaguars. You could say the same thing about the Los Angeles Rams. You could say the same thing about the Dallas Cowboys, if you will, so to speak. I mean, okay, we lost to Kansas City. They beat Kansas City. Difference is week two in Kansas City, week nine in Dallas. There's a difference, right? And now you look at the Kansas City Chiefs and that game yesterday and say what we've all knew, just never really spoke about it, and say, is it time for us to really admit that Alex Smith is just mediocre? Is Alex Smith the answer in Kansas City? Should they go to Pat Mahomes? Because now, which we've seen before with Alex Smith in the past with San Francisco and even in the past here in Kansas City, is that once the season goes on, he starts to fall back. So a lot can be said. Let's bring in a Washington Redskins fan who highs off his victory yesterday as they go to Seattle and shake the world, if you will. We're asking the question. Jay Chris asked the question. Rather, we're answering the question that Jay Chris asked. He asked me a question like I ain't the host today. When he's the host, he asked me questions. Okay, but then I'm the host. But he's going to ask me a question. That question was, who have the Eagles beat? Are they worthy of the attention that they're getting?
Yeah, they are worthy. I mean, they beat – like, I always look – you look at the strength of schedule and what they've done. The Broncos, doing what they did to the Broncos' defense, forget it, the offense. The Broncos' offense is atrocious, so it doesn't matter offensively all the offense they could have done. It doesn't matter. Like, you can't really go off of that because the quarterback play is it is what it is. But look what they did with that against that secondary. That's amazing. Then you look at what they did to Kansas City. Now, granted, you got to understand, you got to take everything about this Kansas City thing. They beat Kansas – they lost to Kansas City in a close game in Kansas City, all right? This is the same Kansas City team, but still a good team. But anytime you play on the road, it's hard to beat the Cowboys
right.
on the road. Is an easy thing. So I don't look at the Kansas City Chiefs losing to the Cowboys like, oh my God, they're not for real. They went to Dallas and they lost to the Cowboys at Dallas. That's a hard place to win anyway. So when I look at, I mean, you compare like with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys to the Philadelphia Eagles. I look at what the Eagles have done in the totality of the season. And saying they've been more impressive, you know, I think that's easy to say.
That's not your hate for the Cowboys.
It's just being real. It's being real. Like the Cowboys are playing better football. You know, the defense stepped up. Zeke's looked good. The running game has looked good. Dak's looked good. But if you gotta look at it for what it is, like if you look at the totality of the season, from we're approaching week 10 now, this team is 8-1, and look at the teams they've beaten. They beat Carolina when they were playing good football in Carolina. I mean they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they lost the Kansas City Chiefs, but that was at that time they were hot as you know what. This same Kansas City Chiefs team beat the Patriots in New England, which is still hard to do. I don't care who you are, it's still hard to do.
Right.
I'm just looking at you. When you look at the Eagles, you just look at the Eagles and saying, oh, you know what? They look at the competition they play. They ain't play easy teams. They play the same teams some of these other teams have played. And they're 8-1, and they've dominated. Like, they haven't looked – they've dominated. I think that's the thing you have to look – that's the word you got to use. They didn't win by two. They're not winning by three. They're dominating teams. Like, the Cowboys played the Arizona Cardinals and didn't dominate the game. They won, but they didn't dominate them. The Eagles played the Arizona Cardinals and dominated them. You know what I mean? So, sometimes you just got to look at common opponents, and you got to be like, okay, this – and look at the eye test and say, this team looks real. I think everybody wants the Cowboys to be better than the Eagles, but in all honesty, if we're judging it off of what we've seen on TV, I mean, seen on the tape, the Eagles have been the best team in the NFC East and arguably the best team in the NFL.
Now, and that takes me right now to the NFC East in its totality right now. And you look at the win yesterday by the Washington Redskins going to Seattle, and in my mind, and I got an opportunity to watch the entire game, I thought they went up there to Seattle and they literally punched them in the mouth. Okay? And I'm watching a Twitter feed between you, Wally, and thanks, Coach Phil, for those store tickets. So it was an awesome movie. Appreciate that. Now, if King Von Jr. 720 on Twitter has the same inner testicular fortitude that he had and betting the Eagles would beat Dallas on them Justice League tickets. This would be an even greater movie season for me, but he ain't answered that call yet. But watching his tree lines as well, a different defense when you have Norman and that secondary back in it and full force. Can the Washington Redskins make the playoffs? And by doing so, of course, they're going to need a lot of help from the Eagles and the Giants going to beat the Dallas Cowboys so they can leapfrog that position. I don't think three teams in the NFC East makes the playoffs. Jay Chris, can the Washington Redskins salvage their season, or is that just was that their Super Bowl?
No, let me tell you something. The Washington Redskins are a dangerous team in my eyes. I mean, they're a team that went out to Seattle, beat Seattle with a makeshift offensive line, and you know, the Seattle is one of the toughest places to win in the entire league with the 12th man and all like that. I don't know if you remember, Mike, a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, the Skins were playing somebody, and I said, you know, these are the type of games the Skins win. You know, just off the muscle, and you know they end up losing the game. But this was that week where it's the type of game that the Skins mess around and they win, you know, the tough game that you don't expect them to win, and they go out there and win. So, like you said, they're gonna need some help from teams beating the Cowboys. Need some help from the Eagles. Need some help from the Giants. You know, maybe the Cowboys can tumble a little bit, and you know they also have to beat the Cowboys themselves and later on this month. I think they can make the playoffs. I think they will make the playoffs. To put it, if this was Friday, I'd lock that up. I think the Redskins will make the playoffs.
So you think they leapfrog the Dallas Cowboys?
I think they will leapfrog the Dallas Cowboys. If the Eagles are what we think they are, the Eagles will beat the Cowboys twice. I think the Skins can beat the Cowboys in Dallas. And I don't expect the Giants to beat anybody, but I think the Skins can make that jump to second place, and I hope they do, because we got the tiebreaker on the Skins. They can't pass us, so if we take care of business, so it's all good. And maybe that's some Cowboy hate, but still.
It sounds maybe a little like some Cowboy hate. Major Pace, I go to you. You have no dog in this fight. Do you think the Washington Redskins can leap the Dallas Cowboys? And also to compound that question, do you think people are sleeping on the Dallas Cowboys who are not Cowboy fans?
I'll put it like this. I don't think the Redskins are going to beat the Cowboys. I don't see that happening. Do I think people are sleeping on the Cowboys? I say if they are sleeping, like, let them sleep. I told y'all I don't like the Cowboys at all.
So we have a whole barbershop full of Cowboy hate, right? Besides King Vaughn Jr., right? Because Mike is not here, he hates them. The other three of us here, the A team, loathe those son of a bitches. Sorry, Mama. I'm looking at the Redskins schedule here, Major Page and guys. You guys, they have Minnesota up next. Okay, at home. Then they go to New Orleans. Then they got the Giants. Okay, the Giants right now, I got them coming up later in the program. They're just not who we thought they were, or who hell they thought they were, to be honest. But Minnesota and New Orleans, proven to be a better team this year than people expected to be. Again, any given Sunday, any given NFL season. They can win those games. So I think for them to get into this playoff race, they can't lose more than one more game on their season, in my opinion. They have to finish 11-5, 10-6 top to make the playoffs. They already are 4-14 right now. Wally, can your Washington Redskins make the playoffs right now? And then I always ask that question as well. Once you make the tournament, anything is possible. So is this even a tournament you want them to even make?
If they get in, they can beat anybody. I'm a firm believer in that. Just that, can they get in? That's a lot. They got to, they got to jump. You mentioned the Minnesota Vikings. You got to take it one game at a time. The Vikings are a tough squad. That defense is real. Like, Seattle defense that's a problem. I think once you beat Seattle, like with Jay Chris, if you could beat Seattle, win Seattle with players who are all hurt, and then you don't got your real team. If you can go out in Seattle and beat Seattle, then you should be confident enough and feel confident enough to beat anybody. But, again, this Minnesota Vikings defense is a problem. Like, it is a serious, serious problem. Like when you look at you got Barr, you got I'm missing another individual. Their linebacker corps is it's legit, and you got the Smith at safety. It's just, and then you got Griffin at the DN spot. Like what they bring defensively. If your offensive line isn't 100%, you got they got to play above their means. So I mean, just, luckily the game is at home, and the Minnesota Vikings, the offense isn't spectacular, so that can keep them in the game. But all in all, like they got to take care of next week. That's what they got to take care of. They're not good enough to think, you know, far ahead. But if I had to tell you, can they make the playoffs? Yeah, because I feel like if you could beat Seattle on the road, you can make the playoffs. Can they leapfrog the Cowboys? I think they can leapfrog the Cowboys only because of this. The Cowboys still got to play the same people that the Skins have played and the Eagles have played. They haven't played the Seahawks yet. They haven't played Seahawks yet. They haven't played they lost the Rams already. They got to play, I believe, or Kansas City. They got to play the Chargers. They got to play the Raiders. These are teams that still are good.
I got
quality teams
right
that
here.
Can't
they got,
beat them.
They got the team that, according to Terry Bradshaw, needs a therapist. They play them next week in Atlanta. Okay.
Atlanta, again, you're right. In Atlanta, and they play in Atlanta, right? That's at Atlanta.
Yeah, that's at Atlanta.
Which is a hard place to win. It's a hard place to win. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they have the Eagles on Sunday Night Football in Philadelphia.
Tough game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tough game.
Then after that, and we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys schedule here. Okay. They have they got Atlanta and then Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Then they have Philly is at Dallas. Sunday Night Football.
So
I apologize.
Okay.
Then the Chargers are at Dallas. Then Washington is at Dallas. So Dallas has three straight home games. They have Philly, Chargers, Washington. All to me are hard games. And I said this today because I think the Chargers, they're just a couple of bad breaks away from being a 6-2 team.
The Chargers are a good team. The Chargers
they
are
run
good
the ball,
team.
The
just,
defense. It's So
very good thing.
It's not hard. Nothing's inconceivable here. And as I'm looking at it, J. Chris, to make an argument point better towards your way, we're talking about who the Eagles played. I'm looking at their schedule moving forward as well, and it's pretty favorable, to be honest, Richie, looking at the Philadelphia Eagles schedule moving forward. It really is. It's in their favor right now that they control their own destiny. They got the Cowboys, then they have Chicago and Philly. Then they go to Seattle and they go to LA. So outside of two, actually no, they're not even easy there either. J. Chris, I look at it because Dallas and Dallas is not going to be an easy game no matter what. I always think NFC East games are hard anyway because of the division that we play.
Right.
We know each other so well
and
the conference games, right? Then we can
true.
Say Chicago's easy and we can look at Chicago's
is.
Easy.
When you say they is,
I look at they beat Pittsburgh. That's all.
You're right. Don't worry about it. Your offense is better. Don't worry about it. Your offense is better and your defense is better.
Then you still have Seattle and Seattle.
That's tough.
Seattle,
That's tough.
Right? And then you got LA at LA. Let's see what that running game defense can really do. They gotta play the Rams in LA. Right? Then they go to the MetLife. Will Celi be playing by then, or will they have gone somewhere else?
They don't go Geno.
Okay. Well, they have going to put Geno on the depth chart, okay?
Geno second on the depth chart.
If they go to Geno right now, then that's stupid because Geno's not their future. So they need to think
about
their future. They drafted a quarterback last year in the second round. Then why draft him in the second round? Right? And then you have Oakland at Oakland, and then the last game of the season, of course, at Philly by then, it could be the same way we beat them last year, a worthless game. The Eagles could have everything. The earlier the Eagles can have everything wrapped up. If the Eagles beat Dallas, beat Philly, beat Seattle, by December 10th, Eagles ain't got to do nothing. Because at that point, if Dallas loses to us and then lose one more game, they have the division wrapped up already. They're literally playing at that point for sole possession of home field advantage. And then you give them that win over to L.A., and the Eagles are in their own driver's seat. By the time they play New York and Oakland and Dallas, those games would be pointless. We have we got a Nick Foles sighting yesterday in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? So that just tells you where they're going right now. 347-637-3859. As Mr. Still Won't Bet That, will you, King Vaughn? Put your Dallas Cowboys – I'm sorry. Put them Dallas Cowgirls Fame, where are your Justice League tickets at? Okay, I will pay your Justice League tickets and a frick. My Eagles will beat you guys. And I even give you the point spread, which more than likely, y'all are probably favorite already in that game because it's in Dallas, right? I would venture to say that the Cowboys would be favorite in that game, right? I can't wait.
I don't think that. Now y'all be favorite. Eagles be favorite. Don't believe that.
I don't know about that. I'm checking it right now. I guarantee the Eagles are probably will not be favored in that ball game.
That's only because they're the Cowboys.
Because it's in Dallas.
You all be favored.
Because it's in Dallas. Because they're the Cowboys.
You're a better team. The Eagles are a better team. It's not even close, to be honest with you. To be real with you, it's not even close. I'm observing, being real. I'm definitely being real.
I feel like I should be playing Mary J. Blige right now.
But look who the Cowboys, let's be real. Let's be real. On this streak, I mean, other than the Chiefs, which was a solid win, right? Who they beat on this streak that we could say that was the Skins, who had nobody, who was like had nobody on their roster at the time. They added players this week compared to when they lost to the Cowboys. They beat the 49ers, man. Like, who have they beat?
We beat the 49ers too.
Exactly. A lot of people beat the 49ers. Who hasn't beat the 49ers? The Skins beat the 49ers. Who hasn't beat the 49ers? So I'm just saying, within this streak, when they play, like, you guys have played, like, I'm being honest, this is being
early
real. Look
odds
at strength
right
of schedule.
Now have the Cowboys favored by 4 points, and that's two
that's
weeks
a shame.
Out, just to let you know.
That's because they're popular. Well, are you worried about Dez Bryant? Because Dez Bryant, it looks like a number two wide receiver. Who we worried? You're worried about Zeke, right? Zeke may not even play, but I understand. If Zeke plays, though, you guys have done a great job. You guys have stopped the run, haven't you? One of the best to stop the run, am I correct?
I'm not worried about no team.
I'm trying to bait him into a bet
so I can go to Justice League.
Look, man, I'm just
trying
to be honest
out
here, man.
And you sticking up for
you.
The brother.
Now I feel you. I'm just being honest, man. I'm trying to make sure people know.
Hold on.
Like,
he can put
the Cowboys.
Cowboys by seven. Lock it up. Lock up some Justice League tickets. That's what I want you to lock
to
up. Don't lock up into a chat that the world can't see. King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter.
What are you talking
about?
Lock up Justice
League.
What did Von say?
He said Cowboys by seven.
By seven?
By seven? The utter disrespect.
So, like, I'm telling you, man.
Like, if he was here on the microphone active, come on, man.
I'll say this. Like, you know, be advised, the Rams defense was good, and it stifled the Cowboys.
I'm sorry, computer.
And the Rams defense.
I just spit all over my computer, just so y'all know. It's like full
of good. The Eagles front seven is going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem for the Cowboys. It will. I mean, it'll be a problem for the Cowboys. If you can go off a common opponent who the Cowboys saw when they played the Rams and saw what the Rams did to that offensive line, just think about that. And on the flip side, a similar style of defense with which the Eagles run, you'll see it. Then you'll know what I'm talking about.
Listen.
Vaughn, don't say seven. If you can say three, that's cool, but don't say seven. It won't be that.
Listen. He hears the program. You don't have the ovarian fortitude, let alone the inner testicular fortitude.
Wow.
Vaughn, don't let him do that to you, Vaughn. To bet that game. For some Justice League tickets. Don't have it.
Don't let him do that to you, man.
Redskins fans paid their debt, though, right? They paid their debt. You didn't pay your debt because he didn't see the bill yet. I was going to the movies last week to see the movie. I texted him and said, here go the movie theater and the time I'm trying to go, and he sent me back my tickets to the Bandango app. It was that simple.
I wasn't talking about, man. Real dudes do real things. I bum with that, man.
Speaking of real dudes doing real things, just to go ahead and get up out the NFL for a second. We spent 45 minutes here, which is pretty god darn entertaining, in my opinion, anyway, if I say so my damn self. Friend of the program, Deontay Wilder, had a fight on Saturday night. And as I watched that fight over and over and over and over, what the hell was Bernstein doing in that fight in the first place, Jay Chris? Because clearly, he didn't want to be there. And if he thought he wanted to be there, from all the fighthype.com videos that I've seen, where he said he don't hit hard, and he don't hit as hard as he thinks he hits. Well, there's a thing we like to call the stinky leg, right? For white America, may not know what that is, right? You take your one leg, take your right leg, right? You shake it all about, right? You shake it like you're retarded, like doing the Humpty Hump. You remember that song, right? White America. Now do it with both legs and fall back. That's what he did on the ropes, backwards, on his head. Then he fell on his face.
And wasn't a stinky leg. That's what you call the Matrix. He did the Matrix in the ring when he fell. It was the Matrix.
Yeah,
you see somebody bent back like that? That was the Matrix. Now, look, here's what Bermain Stavern's biggest mistake was.
I can't say his name right?
I know. I was going to ask you to say it again just to get a little laugh out of it. Bermain Stavern's biggest mistake was getting into the ring healthy. That was his biggest mistake. Because when
he was
quote unquote unhealthy, he went the distance and he ate all them shots. Let me tell you something, man. When you're watching that fight, you can see the look on Stavern's face. Stavern did not. There's something. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Tell me.
I'm waiting to hear more about this fight because the look in his face and the shape that he was in.
Oh, come
it,
on!
It,
we,
it did,
we're gonna get the classic.
You heard the term. No. I'm not excusing anything. You heard the term. Your handshake ain't matching your smile, right? Something wasn't right. Something. It was either he took the. I mean, they both took the fight on short notice, but supposedly Stavern was training for this fight for the last 2 years. Something was not there with Stavern. Okay, something was not there, and I'm not saying that the fight would have ended any differently, but by the look in his eyes, you could tell he did not want to be there, or there was something in his eyes that told me, this is not my night. And he knew that. And it just he never recovered from the first knockdown, and then the next two were inevitable, and that's basically what happened in this entire fight. It was sad to see, honestly, to be honest with you. It was really sad to see. And I can understand why Deontay Wilder is mad about the projection of his career and the trail his career has taken because of the opponent that they put in front of him. I can understand it now. It's disrespectful.
Here's my thing about that analogy, right? So, you know me. Especially when I like something, right? I'm a fan of somebody, especially somebody who comes in the program. And I'm actually working very diligently to try to get him on the program by next Monday, the heavyweight champion of the world. Watching that fight 2 years ago, when that fight first happened, he became a heavyweight champion of the world. He's a different fighter than he is now. And when I say that, right, before Wally goes, right, I'm not talking about defensively because he didn't even have to defend himself on Saturday night. Wally fight was over that fast, right? I'm talking about as far as because you guys are more the boxing aficionado as far as the technology of the sport of the sweet science than I am. Where his punches were coming from and how he snapped that jab on Saturday night, I haven't seen him snap that jab like that. When he came out, and those first three jabs, it wasn't no I'm reaching to touch you kind of jabs we see from boxers. Where, I'm tapping you to get points. He snapped that. I'm going to use the word jaw. For those who don't know what a jaw is, it's a Philly terminology for that thing. We insert any word.
It's in the dictionary now.
Is it really a jaw?
It's
a person, place, or thing, right? It can be anything,
they
right?
Can
look, I believe so.
We say joint, but y'all say joint. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's in the dictionary. It's in the urban dictionary.
Wow. See? In the urban or the Western? Because the urban almost
counts. It's in the urban dictionary.
Or I know it's
in the
urban dictionary for a while, but he's in the dictionary now. Like, you're talking about Webster. Is it in Webster
or
the urban dictionary?
Google John, and it gives you a definition.
Okay. Anywho, right? When he was snapping at John, right? I want to say it again. Right? He's like, y'all crazy. Right? So when he was snapping at jab, all three of them punches hit him so crisp in his face, I don't think BS was waiting for that, right? Because he came out fighting like BS, Bermain Stavern, right? Right? That's how he came out fighting, like he didn't care. He came out like his initials, right? Like, that's why I didn't want a bachelor in science. I don't have a BS degree. Well, his initials are BS, and he came out fighting like BS, all right? Three straight jabs, pa, 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 pa. Well, that was four, right? It's my noisemaker, right? So he hit him. Then he came with a right hand, and that's when he first dropped him, right? He got up like, oh, I wasn't ready for that one. We talked, I mean, you talked about the fight off air. So, yeah, he came out like he wasn't prepared that he was going to come out that hard. Came out the hard. You go back and look at that second fight, that second knockout, and the way Deontay just stared at him with the meanest look. And you, guys, maybe you made the play. You ever watch Queen Sugar? Anybody watch Queen Sugar?
Yep.
Did he not? He looked like Rob Angel. You know how Ralph Angel just always looks mad? Okay.
Right.
Like, he looked like Ralph Angel. He just stood there, just mean, like he like a little breath of Ralph Angel, like the world owed him something. And then just put a whooping on his ass. And to me, certified why he is the real heavyweight champion of the world. And I do not understand.
Let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
Let me speak to what you just said before you can. He came talking about Wilder. He came out angry. He was an angry fighter. He was an angry man, and he won. He was out for blood, and he's never come into a fight like that before.
No,
ever since he's been champion. He's never come out to a fight like that. Everything he threw was harder, and then once he knew he had him hurt, everything was a haymaker. Which could have been detrimental had Stavern been a better fighter or not really had been as hurt as he was. But everything was a hate because as soon as he dropped him, he was in for the kill and he was out for blood. And that's why you got the type of fight that you got from Wilder the other night. He was angry leading up to the fight. He was angry in the press conference. He was angry in the weigh-ins. He was an angry man determined to dominate and punish, and he was on a mission. And that's exactly what he did, mission accomplished. That's what you saw from Deontay Wilder Saturday night.
And this is what brings me to this next point and get you guys' take on this. Now, you see how he got his answers turned around. He said, why would I go over there to fight? Then he said, okay, I will go over there to fight. When you talk about this, Jay Chris, off air, but I get your answer on air and maybe hear it a little bit clearer now that I'm not as hype in the moment as I was Saturday night. Anthony Joshua, is he a bigger name than Deontay Wilder because he's in the UK, Wally?
He's a bigger fighter because he beat Klitschko. That's it. Like he beat Klitschko. That's why he's a bigger. I don't get the UK thing is about getting me. Like he beat Klitschko. Like he ended the dynasty. He ended the run. He ended the run.
So,
that's why he's
so
bigger.
That's not like when Larry Holmes beat Muhammad Ali. That doesn't count.
Yeah, he beat
an old beat up.
No, but he still
punched drunk Muhammad Ali.
But no. This is the heavyweight division. When you think of the heavyweight division, you thought of what? The Klitschkos. Just keep it 100. You thought the Klitschkos. He ended the Supreme Klitschko.
How about this?
He ended
him. I'm fighting for friend of the program here. Okay. Klitschko
obviously
never ducked anybody. Klitschko never ducked anybody.
Anthony
Joshua has been ducking Deontay Wilder.
You think he's been ducking Deontay Wilder?
I don't think he's been ducking him.
I don't think he's ducking him. I'm gonna say this.
Listen,
he's talking about he beat Stavern, bro. Stavern.
Hold on. He had no choice. They made him fight him.
I like Wilder.
No fighter wants to fight him. Everybody who's going to fight ends up on steroid testing wrong, right? Everybody. He even called him Anthony Juice Joshua and said that he's juicing.
Just finish this one point.
His one term, since the second 2 years ago he won the title, he's said, I have one thing in mind. And, of course, it's about money, right? I'm not stupid or naive. It's about money, okay? But I have to admire that when he says, I want to bring the name back to heavyweight boxing. And by doing so, we have to unify the titles. So I want nothing but the champions. And not a single other of the other two champions have willing to take him on in the fight. What do you say about that?
You like Floyd, right?
Of course I like Floyd.
Floyd duck people? Does Floyd duck anybody?
I'm going to tell you, I don't think he did. That's me. But I'm a moron.
Okay, and that's fair. And you know what? I'm not going to say, I'm not going to say he ducked anybody because I don't use that term. I know everything's business. It's all a business. So I'm just telling you, like, you build your class, you build your crown, you build your title, you build your brand, and then when it's ready, when that money's right, then you strike. That's what it is. I don't think Anthony Joshua is.
Why you
think Anthony Joshua?
Wilder right now, though.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
On Sunday.
Like I said, I'm just saying. Like I don't think he's dodging. I don't think he's dodging Deontay Wilder. To be honest with you, I think Deontay Wilder in the beginning was handled correctly, and that's his, this is where he is now. And I think he's done a great job handling him. To me, no. To me, they have, because I think he's flawed. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you. When
I
watch
I will not. We've talked about this, and I watch it too. Don't discredit me. I've also told you.
I'm not discrediting you.
I know that in the sense of what we're talking about. But I'm saying. We talk about that one. I forget the guy he fought. We all talk about me and Jay Chris. If that had been Klitschko, I think he'd have lost that fight that was on PBC on NBC. When that guy rocked.
Yeah, that fight. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that guy rocked him. And he never, ever pressured him to try to go for the knockout. And then by the end of the round, Deontay had his wits back about himself, and he came back and he dominated the fight. So, but again, can we say that he, although I'm saying he would have probably lost to a Klitschko or at least been pressured more against a Klitschko or even an Anthony Joshua, do we know that?
Yeah.
We always rip boxers for saying, oh, that guy would have hit him. Well, he got rocked and he didn't fall. So can we give him any credit for having a stronger chin, like Floyd? Like people don't think Floyd had a strong chin.
No, but see, this is the thing I've seen in terms of Deontay Wilder. I've seen multiple fights where that happened. But I'm not even. Like I agree with you. Like that, it does show toughness that you can get rocked and still bounce back and do your thing. I'm not knocking him. I'm not saying he would definitely lose to Anthony Joshua. I just know that it would be a very compelling fight, and I think, and I'm just saying I would pick Anthony Joshua. Like I would. But I do think that at the same time, Wilder is skilled. Wilder is totally skilled. Like, he's a skilled boxer. Let's let that be known. Good jab game, strong kid, tall. You know what I mean? He has heart. And that's but sometimes his heart is his detriment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Especially like when I talk about this chin, it's his detriment. His heart keeps him open. Now, if you're going to be open, when you fight a kid like Anthony Joshua, be prepared to know what's going to happen if you get touched. This is not Stavern. Like, this is not Stavern. This is not like anybody. Like if you stay open like that, then you can get hit. Joshua doesn't have a chin. We saw what Klitschko did to him. So that, I mean, it goes both ways. So don't let it be twisted. Don't get it twisted. Like I'm thinking, like Anthony Joshua fight Wilder.
You know what?
Like and that's it.
You know what? Now wonder, King Vaughn Jr. 720, who still refused to answer my challenge in the chat. Okay. Now wonder he's a Cowboy fan in Washington D.C. being a sports terrorist. You are an American terrorist, your damn self.
I'm not
sure.
So.
Oh, hold on, I want to hear that bull crap right there, my
brother.
I called
you in London. Real talk.
I know
I got
you
family
are
in London. I got family in London, so don't do that.
Okay. But where do you live at, though? What do your IRS take their money from, though?
I live in PG County, and some of these.
And that's
I live
where?
In PG County.
Where?
I live in PG
where?
County.
Located where? In the United States of America, brother.
I live in my own world. It's in Wally's world.
Wow. Jay Chris, you better get him. Dude, that's the problem now.
Hey.
Is that y'all not respecting American fighters? What is wrong with y'all?
Dude, he's been living in Wally's world since I've known him in 1999 at least. So I'm not surprised that he said that at all, honestly. But let me put it to you like this. It's just like what I said with the Floyd and Pacquiao fight, and the Floyd McGregor fight. When it comes to boxing, unless it's the Olympics, you know, people don't really they don't side with country for some reason. You know, I think I always have in the past. I think I always side with country, but you know, I side with who I like. Let's talk about a Joshua Wilder fight. I disagree
that
with Wilder. I think Wilder would.
That needs to
I think
happen.
Wilder. I think Wilder. That needs to happen. I think Wilder would win the fight. I think Wilder.
I'm sorry,
has
Major Payne.
Some...
Please write that down. That Jay Chris just disagreed with Wally as far as a boxing match is concerned. I'm normally by myself. I heard him. And
okay.
It was exactly 5:59. November 6, 2017, on the Soul and Sports Box with Radio, 96.9 FM. Okay, I'm sorry, J. Chris.
Got it.
That just shocked me. She wrote it down. It's written.
This ain't the first time he disagreed with me.
As far as boxing?
Yes, it is. In two years,
I can't remember y'all agreeing. I cannot remember y'all disagreeing with each other. But go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt that wonderful thing I like to hear when it's music to my ears.
Sorry. I picked Canelo. He picked Triple G. So there, that was a disagreement. We both got to draw.
Hold on.
So
you're right. You are absolutely right. My bad. Twice in a year. It's still like seeing a unicorn.
I think Wilder brings a dynamic to the heavyweight division that
on,
is really only
on
seen in the lighter divisions, and that's the athleticism. When
yes.
you have and when you have a guy like him, he's country strong. He hits hard, but he is
country
flawed.
Strong.
Like Wally said, his defense is flawed. I think you know, a lot of times with his hooks, he's very wide on his hooks, and that can be taken advantage of. I don't think Joshua was the guy to do it though. And I think you asked the question earlier. You know, is Joshua? What'd you say? Is Joshua the number one name in boxing? Was that what you were saying? Let's put it this way: if Joshua was an American, I think he would probably be the number one name.
Because
he beat Klitschko. You know,
yeah,
and that was you know that was second. That was his second loss in a row. You know, first one being a Tyson Fury. Who I think is trash truck juice, but he beat the biggest name in the heavyweight boxing at the time. You know, if Joshua was an American, he would be a household name here. He's not an American. The only foreign heavyweight that was really a household name in the United States was Lennox Lewis. And none of these guys are on the
level
of Lennox Lewis.
You know why? Because
he fought in America.
Because he fought in America, and Anthony Joshua, punk ass,
and he fought all the best Americans too.
Right, exactly.
Let's not forget
America.
He fought the best Americans.
In America.
Now there's only one good American heavyweight fighter.
His name
there's
is Deontay
one.
Wilder, friend of the program.
His name is Deontay Wilder. Now you know you can fight it, but there's probably maybe four good heavyweights in the division. Period.
Period.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
So, you know, who else is there for them two to fight? Nobody really.
Well,
except for bum Tyson Fury.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason he wasn't getting off his behind the fight, which is why Joshua is the champion right now.
He's been hanging out with Hugo. He's snorting the booger sugar. Sorry, Hugo. I'm just saying that because you're from Colombia. Just saying. But we know Tyson Fury is snorting the booger sugar. You know
what
I mean?
Well, if that's what he does, hey. Hey, well, I didn't know that, but now you know you learn something every day.
Well, you just learned that.
You know, but you know, at, you know that being said, I think Deontay Wilder is the best heavyweight out there because of his athleticism, because of his strength, and I think he would be a problem for any heavyweight. And I do agree with you, Mike, as when he got rocked on that PBC fight, if it had been Klitschko, it'd have been over. But you know, it wasn't. He was able to turn that around. He's the best heavyweight in my opinion, and I think he would. He fought Joshua. I think that would be a unification bout. I think that would be a disputed
title for title.
He has two titles. Am I correct?
Joshua has two, and he has one. No one counts that new one, whatever that IBA trash.
Nobody counts.
It's all about the WBA, WBO, and the IBF. That's all that matters. And technically, you know what's weird?
Joshua tweeted out
technically,
on the first
that Deontay Wilder is technically the real recognized goat holder as the WBC heavyweight champion.
Especially
that's the most
WBC is the best one. Yeah.
Right. That's the most recognized
WBC.
Heavyweight title, and he owns that one. He owns the WBC title.
Joshua tweeted out he's the first London or British person or whatever the case may be to unify the belts to you know have. But Lennox Lewis was an undisputed champion at one point. Am I correct?
No, you're absolutely
once
right.
Mike
wasn't a champion at the time.
Yeah,
Mike
wasn't
didn't see them belts
time.
Anymore.
I know.
So,
it's a shame.
Maybe these two guys can hold on for some good heavyweights to come through the ranks.
Right here. Kingdom Sports just tweeted to me, why would Anthony Joshua come to America to fight Deontay Wilder? He gets paid more money from his headphones endorsements than Deontay gets paid to fight, period.
Ah, that's real money. Mm. That's all about money.
Ooh.
Money, bro. Telling you. Hey, man, we know what boxing is about.
But I think Deontay should go to fight him over there just to prove a point. However,
he
can
do that.
If he does,
he can cheat it.
No,
can do that.
Well, I think he would knock him out. But however, it won't do nothing for boxing for him to go over there. For it to be important to boxing, and that's where I fought Anthony Joshua. All right? He has a face. He has a look, right? Like my wife goes, I live with a woman, right? So my wife, you know, we talk about wrestling, goes, oh, well, Big E can't be a champion. They'll go watch. You know, he got that stupid haircut, right? She looked at Anthony Joshua and said, long arms, something about a print. I have no idea what the hell that meant, okay? And there you go, right? So I think women find Anthony Joshua appealing. So if he fought in America, it would be a bigger fight, right? To not just boxing, but even for his own brand. So who's ever telling him not to come over here and fight, I think it's going to discredit to Anthony Joshua's brand and to the sport of professional boxing.
It would be big for boxing.
Big in Vegas. It'd be big in Vegas. I mean, he fought in Vegas. It'd be great.
Not New York?
Fighting Dubai?
Not New York. Not New York. Vegas.
It's got to be in Vegas.
No. It's got to be in Vegas.
Would it be at the T-Mobile Arena or would it be at the MGM?
Have it at the MGM.
MGM, yeah.
All right, that brings us to our last segment of the day. All right? Would you rather, and I'm going to start off with you, Major Paige, okay? Would you rather be Jay Cutler or quarterback?
I'm sorry.
So shady.
or Moore as the quarterback. You have a choice. Who would you rather be, Moore or Cutler? And that was another conversation.
You know what? I would rather be Jay Cutler because he's getting like $10 million. So I'd say Jay Cutler.
Okay. She's always about money. That's real life. That's some real life. That's real life.
Mr. Go to the Wizards game and got 200,000 people watching your LeBron warm up video.
That was crazy, right? Wasn't that? Hey, bro. Like, that was annoying because I don't know what it is. But it was real, though. Groupies are real in life, dog. Like, seriously, that was something else.
You got the same video. You got the same video, right? On the other end of the court with Bradley Beal, and that joint had like 80 views.
I was like, everybody wanted. I was like, y'all crazy. Like, I've seen names from like Sweden. I'm like, what's going on in life? Like,
look, the first thing I did was look at your follows, right? Because this is why I hate social media today. Yeah. Jay Chris is my witness. 7-8 years ago, I had 24,000 Twitter followers. No bull crap.
Uh-huh.
I got hacked. For 5 years, I couldn't access my Twitter account, so I ended up making another one. And then somehow it was unlocked 5 years later, and I got someone I'm kind of like currently using again now. 24,000 people I had following me on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Now, unless you have a certified check, they don't care about you. They don't follow you.
Oh, that's true. That's right. That's true.
I've seen this girl at Redskins camp when Terrell Pryor made that one-handed catch at practice. It had 27,000 retweets. 27,000 retweets. She had 75 followers. What the hell was that? 75 followers
here,
and she got 25,000 retweets? Come on. You would think she was important if she got that footage. Let's follow her to see what she comes up with next, right? You got 200,000 views on LeBron. Damn, who is this dude that close to the court? I got to follow Urban Sports Scene, right? No.
Y'all suck.
Okay? Because unless you have a certified check, you mean we're not important. I will guarantee you, as The Rock would say, right? I guarantee you we got a better show than half of y'all know who got checked by their names. You know how I know? I've been doing this ish for 9 years. That's how I know. Okay? I know we have a better show. And I'm not telling you, your mama told you that I have a better show than you. Okay? So put that in perspective. Okay. Now, who would you rather be, Jay Chris? Would you rather be for the heavyweight title of the world? Would you rather be Vegas or New York? I know you say the fight should be in Vegas, but New York is trying to become the mecca of sports again. So if you had a chance to get that fight, who would you rather be, Vegas or New York City?
I'd rather be Vegas because Vegas has a lot more to offer in the ranks of entertainment for that type of demographic than I think New York does. Okay, in one area, in one confined area. In New York, you can go all over the place and get the entertainment, but you got to find it. In Vegas, you ain't got to go but so far. And the stars love coming to Vegas because they can get what they want, they can be where they want, they can talk to who they want, they can build, they can do whatever. I'm going to be in Vegas. New York is on the way back up, but if I'm this heavyweight fight, I want this heavyweight fight in Vegas. Plus the shots, the overhead shots and everything just looks better in Vegas. Plus, you know, I'm from Philly. I'm not voting for New York for everything.
All right, J. Chris, I'll ask you, Wally, who would you rather be? Would you rather right now be James Harden in Houston, playing pretty well, everybody's going for him, or would you rather be Kyrie Irving, who, since he made that expletive, you know, you can boop to my boop, they're 8-0 and going for 9-0 tomorrow night in Boston. Who would you rather be, James Harden or Kyrie Irving?
That's easy. James Harden got that fat contract. I want to be James Harden. You see that money up there, man? Like 200 plus million.
Okay. You know, I'm making it.
Kyrie got good money. Kyrie got good money.
First cut.
Kyrie money got
good money. Okay. Let me try something different from your basketball mind. In their prime, would you rather be Derrick Rose or John Wall? In their prime.
Ooh, that's a good one. But I'm going to be real. That's a good one. But I'm going to be Derrick Rose because I just feel like he was unstoppable, though. He was unstoppable. I'm gonna go Derrick Rose, and plus I like him as a kid too. I like Derrick Rose as a person. So I'm gonna go with Derrick. I like John Wall as a person too, but I'm gonna go with Derrick Rose. I like what he.
I think John Wall's a cool person.
I know John Wall. He's a great person. I think John Wall's an awesome person. I like Derrick Rose. I'm gonna go with Derrick Rose because I like he carried that Bulls team wasn't really talented to me, and he did a lot by himself. I'm gonna go with Derrick Rose. Then we forget how good Derrick Rose was at that time.
We had Carlos Loser. And Luau Plank. Okay.
You had Carlos Loser with that thing. You had Jokic.
We did have Carlos Loser. We did have Carlos Loser.
Now with Derrick Rose.
Yes, we did have. How you going to tell me about that team?
Yeah.
Boozer was in what's his name? Now with Derrick Rose.
We got Carlos Loser the same year Derrick Rose won MVP. Yes, I'm sure.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Somebody Google that. I could be wrong. I'll
have to Google it. God dang. We'll Google it. I just told you.
I'm not going to Google it.
You tell me
you said you're right. Are you a Bulls fan?
I'm born and raised
Chicago,
boy.
That's why you like Jordan. That's right. You forget. My mind.
I'm
like,
sorry. I didn't mean to call you a boy. It's like I'm talking to my son right now. You know that son of a hooker?
It's all good,
I'm sorry,
man.
Baby.
It's all good.
I told my son we were going to have a fight one day, right? And he ran up behind me when I was looking and snuck me.
He snuck me?
He snuck me. Right. And
did you powerbomb him? Did you powerbomb him? I feel like, you know, to go to wrestling, I feel like that's the coolest thing to do to kids. Like, just to do, like, wrestling moves to them because you can do it. You can do them all. Like, you can diamond cut them. You can powerbomb them. You know what I'm saying? You can Legion of Doom them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just need a tag team partner to do Legion of Doom joint. But I would definitely beat you to do clothesline somebody.
Listen, I told him that only punks sneak people. And he going to get his coming when he ain't looking. Okay.
You got a tribe, man. You got a tribe. You can jump them.
Yeah, right. Listen, I keep my daughter innocent. Major Page, put the hate aside, okay? I'm going to ask you this question. Who would you rather be Winsylvania or would you rather be Dakota Prescott? That's what his mama called him. We're going to call him that.
What was the first one you said? You said Winsylvania?
Winsylvania. Carson Wentz.
I'll go with Winsylvania. That is how you said it, right? Did I say it?
Yeah, that's
Winsylvania.
Right.
Okay.
Winsylvania.
All right.
Carson Wentz, baby. Carson Wentz. Yes, sir. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Any reasons behind that? Why you would rather be Wentz and not Dakota?
Is it because his name's Dakota?
No reason. Yeah, I don't really have a dog in the fight, but
I know why,
Carson Wentz has been having a really good season. So
Paige, I know why.
Like,
you want me to tell you why for you?
Because
Dak plays for the Cowboys, that's why. And you can't stand the Cowboys.
A lot of things go with that, right? Like, my wife always tells me, right, and this is real talk, real letting into my personal life like I do all the time, right? Like, I'm an open book. You all know, if you don't know, I hate Duke Blue Devils, right? So if my son was to play basketball and he got recruited to Duke, I always told her I wouldn't go to his games. And she go, yes, you would. I go, no, I wouldn't. She goes, what you mean? Your son went to Duke. I said, well, if he was good enough for Duke to come at him, that means North Carolina offered him a contract too. And I raised him well enough to know that you don't go to Duke. You go to North Carolina, right? So as I say that, I go, well, damn, if my son was so damn good he can go to Duke, I might just have to cheer for him all the time except when they play Carolina, right? Then I would just have to, like, I couldn't cheer for him. I would tell him to his face, well, you should have went to Carolina. So if I had a choice to beat Carson Wentz or Dakota Prescott, I'm going to tell you why I would pick Carson Wentz, not because I hate the Cowboys. I think there's so – and this is why I do like Prescott. He's the quarterback for arguably – right, not to argue because I think the Patriots are the face of is America's team, but arguably the second-best team in America. And we do know it's the number one sports franchise in America. It's the Dallas Cowboys. They're under more scrutiny than anybody. He has to deal with that crybaby beating women guy and Ezekiel Elliott, okay, because where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't care what anybody say. Even if he did the Tyrese baby boy thing where he wasn't looking, he said, girl, get off me. And he backsmacked him. He wasn't looking. He still hit her. Okay? The police was called to his house 5 times. He got to deal with Jerry Jones. You know what I'm saying? He got to deal with the mystique of it. And he's in Dallas. I would want to be Carson because I wouldn't want to have the pressure of being Prescott. That's why I would pick that. One word for you as well, J. Chris. Who would you rather be? We talked about boxing. I'm going to keep it in boxing. Would you rather be front of the program, Deontay Wilder or Anthony Joshua? Money aside.
Money aside. I had a whole quick answer ready.
Everybody kept picking money and taking the easy way out. And I didn't make this damn subject for segment for money purposes.
Who would I rather be today, at this moment? Money not an object. I would probably rather be Anthony Joshua. And I'll tell you why. I think Anthony Joshua is a bigger name in the UK right now than Deontay Wilder is here right now, because of the weakness of the heavyweight division in the United States. I think Anthony Joshua is held in higher esteem in the UK because in the UK the heavyweight division is, you know, it's a lot, it's a bigger game there than it is here right now.
Well,
so,
you know what? I think everything in the UK is bigger than it is in the United States. You know why? Wrestling's bigger there. Football is loved there because they're not spoiled Americans. They're not spoiled Americans.
Maybe.
They accept it. They love it. They're just happy to be entertained. They don't have – and I think that's the problem with American sports fans. I think we're spoiled. And I think, and I've said this on record, and of course I'm going to fight for my guy for the program. I think boxing is back. And I think if you watch Deontay Wilder fight, you would be entertained by him. And I think it's a damn shame that not only black folks but boxing fans – and American boxing fans and American heavyweight boxing fans don't get behind this guy. At one point, we talked about this a long time ago. We've been doing radio for 2 years on Shoulder Sports and Fox. But me and you've been doing radio together for about 5 years now, J. Chris, right? So we go back, and you know Wally for a while. I'm quite sure you and Wally had this conversation in your time as well. When you look at one point, heavyweight champion in the world was bigger than the president of the United States in this country. If you were the heavyweight boxing champion of the world, you were the biggest star in this country. It all left.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. But if I can jump in here, I think he would be held in higher esteem here if there was some competition here that someone else, that people could get behind that were winning. Why was Floyd
but
such a big name here?
But what competition?
No, hold on, hold on. Let me finish my point. Floyd was such a big name here because there were other fighters in the division that people could get behind that wanted to see Floyd lose, and they wanted they wanted these guys to beat Floyd. There's no one else to get behind here in the heavyweight division, in the entire heavyweight division, honestly, not just here. There's no one else to get behind because we don't know anybody else. So, yeah,
listen,
it's like when he fights.
If,
well,
if I was Deontay Wilder, I would just have this to say.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us.
Turns out his fault. And I say that in the same sense.
It's not his fault. It's just the circumstance of the
timing. But the timing itself, right? I get what you're saying, and you're right. I can't disagree with that, right? Floyd was hated, so they wanted to see people beat Floyd. But besides Manny Pacquiao and maybe Sugar Shane Mosley, there's been no one thought could beat Floyd Mayweather anyway, if we be completely honest about it. Boxing and
– Well, people thought De La Hoya could beat him.
Boxing in its totality –
Yeah, if he was
out there,
De La Hoya.
But boxing overall, for what it's worth as far as stars, fights being made, has been down for a decade or so now. That's what makes the PBC so important, right? But what makes the PBC not as important is because everything's big business now, right? Like, if in case you didn't know, Disney is trying to buy out 21st Century just to get the X-Men franchise back. Spoiler alert, right? Another spoiler alert. Mike Evans suspended one game for pushing Saints quarterback Lattimore from behind, right? You look at this and you go, HBO and Showtime are two different damn boxing things. And that's what's separating them right now, because you got Anthony Joshua, who's an HBO fighter, and Wilder, who's a Showtime fighter. That lies the problem. That's what made the Pacquiao Mayweather fight as big as it was. You had two different boxers on two different networks, that they finally came together. To make boxing, and I didn't even know when I was a child that when I was watching certain fighters on Showtime and certain boxers on HBO, that they were contractually obligated to that channel. I just thought, oh, that's who bought that fight that time. Now that I'm older and I know the business, that's stupid. That's also the contributing factor for ruining boxing. You want to make boxing great again in this country? Let them fight. Right? What my man say, Coach Boone? And remember the Titans, Cheetah, let them play. Cheetah, right? Let them fight. Because boxing, in my opinion, has been back. If the MMA crowd can get behind fighters, they don't have no idea who they are because they know they're going to get a good fight. I think the same thing happens in boxing. I've watched so many undercards lately on these pay-per-view fights for the last few years, and I knew nobody, right? And I was like, damn. You know who I saw on an undercard fight? That guy they want to call the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, fought twice on Floyd Mayweather's undercards and no one knew who he was. And now look at him. People call him the pound-for-pound. He's 7-1, and he's the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world. Right? Undercard, boxing has been back for a while, but people aren't watching it, and that's, I think, the bigger question. Why aren't fans watching boxing? Last, who would you rather? And that leads me to my favorite UFC fighter of all time, George St. Spartacus Pierre, who, if you did not see UFC 217, we had on Friday's show, I said, to pay or not to pay. Guys, that should have not been the question. It should have been, how much more money can I pay for this fight, because they were the greatest. That was one of the best nights in UFC history. You saw three brand-new champions defeat three former champions that were virtually, next to Michael Bisping, unbeatable. Rosa Menounez. Okay, beats Joanna Jędrzejczyk. I can't pronounce her last name. Won't try, don't care, like how I make it sound, okay? But she, I called the Floyd Mayweather female fighting, got knocked out. Then you had Cody Gerbank, friend of the program, TJ Dillashaw, which, by the way, the hate there is real. Now it's 1-1. And I think Cody came out so aggressive, hating TJ so much, he slipped and he got caught, and he got beat up, okay? Then we saw the return of George St. Spartacus Pierre. You best know him as George Rush St. Pierre, who, by the way, I love him, but whoops, I don't want to know if I want to cuss on TV. I'm so sorry. Right? I don't know what's wrong with that guy, right? But, you know, he saw a UFO one time and he was terrified. Who would you rather be, Conor McGregor or George Rush St. Pierre, Wally?
Oh, Conor McGregor. Easy.
No money involved. Get the money out your mind.
You're asking the wrong person. If you ain't talking about money involved.
Get the money out of your brain. Get the money out of it.
Conor McGregor. He's famous. It's not just about money. He's famous. He's star power. That's
you
star
think
power.
Conor McGregor is a bigger name than GSP?
Yeah. Conor McGregor. I don't even want.
I'm sorry.
Look who you're talking to.
I mean,
JP. I said,
yeah. Who
are you talking to? Look who you're talking to.
Me? Hands down. No question.
Yeah.
Major Paige, you think Conor McGregor is a bigger name than GSP? If he had not fought Floyd Money Mayweather, would he be a bigger name?
You keep
asking
me this.
If he had not fought Floyd Mayweather?
Now you added stipulations to things. Look at him.
Okay, listen. I watch sports talk radio. I listen to sports talk radio. There's always an if. That's how you make your point sound more valid. That's what we do. You throw an if.
If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Well, guess what? Pass me the bottle, okay? Because I'm throwing in some more. If he had never fought Floyd Mayweather, would you know Conor McGregor? GSP in the MMA world is a bigger fighter name than Conor McGregor. I don't care what you guys say. And I say that because
if Conor McGregor never won a fight, would we be talking about him right now?
If Conor McGregor never made that statement about the gym, I still would love him. What was that? I ignored it. I'm done.
He said Conor McGregor never won a fight. Will we know who he is?
That's a stupid if. that's a stupid if.
I know Rampage Jackson more than I know the dude you just mentioned, only because he's on the 18.
Exactly.
That was a good movie, too. I like the 18.
And we are the 18. Sorry, my fan. I'll go. Y'all guys aren't here today. The 18 is back. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Don't let me play that clip, okay? I got it. Don't make me play it. All right? So. Yeah, it's for y'all black folks out there, too.
That's how it is with 18. Don't like it?
Listen anyway. All right, so my would you rather was pretty good up until the last one because you guys suck. Okay, I love you. But you suck. Okay? GST's a bigger star than Conor McGregor. He's the greatest.
Tell me why, Mike. Because I'm a
believer in you're famous or you're known because what you did for that sport or that said field you're in. And GSP, it'd be hard pressed you to find anybody's top five or top three without putting them in there. Whether you put John Jones there, some had him before the drugs, maybe not now after. But they're going to go Anderson Silva. They're going to go Fedor Emelianenko, which I've never put him there because when I saw him, he was old, flabby, and sick like Larry Holmes. Then he's going to have GSP. GSP is a two-time division-winning champion who actually wants to fight Conor McGregor, but they're making him fight Whitaker next, their interim champion to the welterweight division, since Conor is gone. Because Conor, now that he's made, he got paid $75 million from the Mayweather fight, but he only walked away with $50 million. Refuses to fight in the UFC unless he is a promoter on the UFC. He wants to promote his own fights now, and he refuses to fight for the UFC unless he is on the marquee as the promoter for the fight. I can't be mad at him
Smart
for that.
Man.
Get paid, young
get
man.
That
get,
money,
paid.
Bro. Get that money, bro.
So,
cash them checks.
Straight cash, homie. I got that sound clip, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah, you should. You should play that one. That's
definitely. I'm already ready to out us because we about to bounce. You know what I'm saying? So, I already got my finger on the trigger, hand on the nine, and people wonder why. Shout out to Snoop Doggy Dogg for his album cover. All right, paying respect to Ice Cube with the Trump tag on the foot right there that Donald Trump did. Right, but listen, guys, you're not waking up tomorrow morning and saying yourself, "I love me some meat." Hey, don't love God. We'll see you guys Thursday night for Perfect Flex Talk Radio for all my wrestling fans out there. We'll see you Friday right here. Same Mike channel, same 18 station, same major page because we're major. You don't believe us? Just ask your mama. We out of here, y'all. Peace.
Soulless Sports, hosted by Mike Knox.